if you take a look at the amount of data that we're transferring to the home, when you start putting video, particularly on an IP network, it's a whole lot of data. So you have a lot of data you got to transfer that way. We're in the process of, Twin Cities is a little bit unique situation since we were the first to roll this piece of it out. But if you take a look at just the amount of servers that we have in our master head ends just to serve the Twin Cities area, there is row after row after row of memory available to store up to 10,000 hours of video content. As we're rolling this out to other cities, we're looking now to establish two data centers, one in Denver, one in Philadelphia area, that we'll put on our national backbone where we can control that backbone and leverage the local area more as like a caching kind of system than having all of that content replicated in every single market across the United States. And then there's another set where a lot of our customers have the DVR box where they'll put even local, very specific information on for that particular household as well. So we're viewing it from a kind of a three-tier memory storage kind of perspective that way, and moving to the larger collective data storages. Transportation is cheap, particularly since we have our own fiber backbone that way, and the response time we can get it is no different than if we were sitting in Roseville versus going to Denver and getting that information. So we're in the process of building those two data centers out for that particular reason.